Shalom Aleichem, everyone. In today's shiur, we continue discussing possible methods that supermarkets, restaurants, etc. use, and methods that various kashrus organizations look for and use in order to get us fruits and vegetables and grains in a Shemitah year and beyond. In the last year, we discussed produce from the sixth year, Shana Shishis, produce that was grown in the sixth year, not in the seventh year. And we also discussed matzah menutak, produce that is grown detached from the ground. And in today's year, we'll discuss three additional methods to obtain produce in a Shemitah year. And these three options are very similar to each other. One option that we'll speak about today is called Yivu Michul or Yivu Michutz Laretz. Yivu comes from the word lavo or lahavi, which means to bring in. So Yivu Michul means importing produce from Chutz Laretz. Produce that is grown in Chutz Laretz and imported into Eretz Yisrael does not have Kedusha, and therefore one way to obtain produce in a Shemitah year is to purchase produce that was grown in Chutz Laretz. And like all the methods, this method has disadvantages, it has challenges, and I'll discuss some of these challenges in a few minutes and some in the next year. So that's one, Yevu Michutz Laretz. A similar method, a related method, is purchasing produce grown in Israel, but grown in areas in Israel that do not have Kedusha when it comes to Shemitah. I spoke about this in a previous shiur, in shiur number 13. I'm happy to resend that shiur to you if you don't have access to it anymore, or you can look for it on YU Torah, and I can send you the link to that as well. So to summarize, Israel is divided into three categories for the sake of Kedushas Shvi'is. One area in Eretz Yisrael is the area that became Kadosh when Bnei Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. These people were called Olei Bavel, and the areas that they conquered have full Kedusha when it comes to Hilchos Shemitah, so we're not talking about those areas. A second area in Eretz Yisrael are areas that were conquered by Yehoshua after Yitzias Mitzrayim, but they were not reconquered when Ezra returned with Olei Bavel. Those people are called Olei Mitzrayim, and for our purposes right now, the halachos are the same as the first category as Olei Bavel, so we're not talking about Olei Mitzrayim either. But there is a third category, a third area, and that is the rest of Eretz Yisrael. These are areas that were promised to Avraham Avinu, but they are not included in the first two regions that I just spoke about. They're not included in the Olei Bavel regions, and they're not included in the Olei Mitzrayim regions. Produce from these areas do not have Kedushas Shvi'is. These areas include the southern Arava in and around Eilat, and so they're called the Arava. And that is an option. Another option is to obtain produce from the Arava region. Produce from that region do not have Kedusha Shvi'is. And this method also has its challenges. And again, I will discuss some of those challenges in the next year. But one challenge specific to this method is that the types and amounts of produce grown and sold in the Arava area are limited. If I'm not mistaken, in the Arava, they grow peppers, strawberries, apricots, tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, eggplants, melons, watermelons, grapes, herbs, and dates. Now, this is absolutely amazing when we think about the fact that most of the Arava is desert. And it's especially amazing when we think about what the Gemara says about the implications for Mashiach's arrival and turning the desert into green. And we absolutely should not take that for granted, God forbid. But for our purposes, it's important to know that we cannot obtain all of our produce from the Arava, and certainly not for an entire year. It's certainly a viable option, but we need to talk about some of the more specific disadvantages in the next year, Mirtz Hashem. So far we have two options. We have Yevu Michutz Laretz, And one is an option of from produce coming from the Arava. And a third option for today, similar to the first two, is what is called Yevul Nochri. Not Yevu, but Yevul. Yevul means produce. So Yevul Nochri means produce that comes from land in Israel that is owned by non-Jews. Again, Yevul Nochri means produce that is grown in Israel, but it's grown on farms that are owned by non-Jews. Near my house in Beit Shemesh, for example, there's a field, a large field that is owned by the Catholic Church. Produce that comes from that field is called Yevul Nochri. It's in Israel, but owned by non-Jews, and many people obtain produce from those kinds of fields. So in today's shiur, we've discussed those three options, Yevu Michutz Laaretz, Arava, and Yevul Nochri. And like all of the methods that we will be discussing as ways to obtain produce in a Shemitah year, these three methods have specific challenges and general challenges. But in order to keep these shiurim brief and digestible, I will discuss the challenges of these methods, Yevu Michutz Laaretz, Arava, and Yevul Nochri, in the next shiur, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.